middle of Shabbos, middle of submission Ches, regarding the Loch of Mukta, says Machabes Sif Chav Aleph, the bottom of the Pish Chav Ches and Aleph. Aval. So we're contrasting regarding the previous Sif of the branches, regarding what they were designated for, if you're allowed to use them or not. Aval Nidbach Shalavan. Regarding a.
Says Mishbu Sif Kut and Sadi Aleph. So Machabes said that you're not allowed to cover the opening of the barrel with a stone, Oy Bibikas, or with a log, Bechulu, etc. Now, what then? Same thing is in Mirtz Lismich Bekayra. Let's say you want to support with a beam. It's a del. It's a door. So Chayichud, you want to make a doorstop, but you have to designate it. Can maybe bikas like a log. Buzz, it turns clear out. Then say the chen. Then it has halachic status of a vessel. But if not, you know, I'll cover the opening of the barrel, or to close the door with it, or to hit it with this reed that you put into the barrel to extract the wine, even though you thought about it sifkan sadi beis meba'od yoyim from before Shabbos, still it's forbidden. Meaning, if you thought about lasa sepa'ul sa'ilu b'Shabbos to do these actions on Shabbos, it's still a problem. Mechoshken all the more so lechoshav. You didn't think about it. Raksha asa pa'ul sa'ilu meba'od yoyim. You just did these actions from before Shabbos. It's going to be aser. As Mashpur explains, it's not comparable to the branches that we send Sevchav to Sham, which we said that's okay. The Sham make a charis because there you have branches, the Kaimali Shiva that are meant for sitting. But here, in the Klal Hasman Evan Bekas Lashamash Ben, it's not the norm to designate a stone or a log for that utility. But can therefore be in Sheikh Lailam Erev Shabbos, and therefore, like Machabe said, has to be designated forever. From before Shabbat, the Shabbat is a time to utilize it for whatever utility. But also, and then it removes mit the title of Muktzah. As the Mishpah says, Sipkat Zadig Gimel, that Mechabes said only to be designated like this L'Oilam forever. Now, if a person was accustomed to during the weekday, the Shabbat is a time to use it for whatever utility it is, Sagi, that's sufficient. Even if it did not explicitly specify. As the Shar Tzinois Peidal says, that's a something from the Paiskim in Simon Rishon and Tes, which the Dirshu 111 brings, that however in the Bialach over there writes in the Melabach that even if you utilize the stone many times, it does not help to permit it to move it. However, stones that are placed always on the kira, on the stove, the Mishmur writes over there that it is permitted to move it, points out Rav Waldenberg. Ketizni Mishmur says, this designation that the Shulchan Aruch writes, Nira would seem that fila b'machshava b'alma, just thinking about it, you don't have to actually specify it with your mouth. As the Shar Tzinois Pehei brings, even though Prima Gadim requires one to look at Rishon and Tess, and there he writes to be stringent regarding this, however, it seems to me clear, says the Shar Tzinois, like I wrote, because definitely, because you have the Rashba that brings a proof to his words from Machnas Mulak Kapasi Offer, filling up your whole box with earth, that's brought in Sif Lamat Ches, and says, I didn't see anyone in the place in the Shasir where they did, you have to orally designate this. Sif Katan Tzadik Dalad. Now, the Mechaber Kedin, Abba Yichud, the Behulu, but if you designate it only for the Shabbos, then that's not going to be enough. Says Mishbar, Elam Ken Osman Maisa HaMechich, unless you did an action that proves Shalim Lo Shabbos that it's meant for utility, then it would be enough. Sivkot and Zadihei, Mechaber said, when we say this by somebody that's not norm to designate for this, for example, the items that we mentioned, but anything that it is the norm, for example, let's say the crackle, but nuts, so then designate for one Shabbos, Sivkot Zadihei, Zadihei, that's enough. This is not comparable to the previous sif. The Shani Hasim, there is different. Because the stone's not meant to sit on it. So therefore, it's not enough for one Shabbos. Which is not the case over here. The Urchabach, it is the Nom Nohachi Mahani, Beichlu Shabbos. Therefore, it's enough to designate it for one Shabbos. Chabad then brought that there are those who say, Deloishno, that there's no difference. So it's what it means to say is the Bishneim, Bein, and Yichl, I don't know, both cases need to be designated forever, even if it's something that is the norm to be done like this. Then Mechaber brought another Yeshayim, that some say that you have to do a Maisa of Tikkun Mabayinya. And the Rebbe said, Sivkan Zadi Zayin, that to look in Rishon and Tess, to be Yichud Zagi, that just designation is sufficient. And that is Mashma Borshim Sebeza. You see by the Sebeza, filled by Vonim, to give my stone, Zagi B'Yichud Oilam, it is sufficient just by designating it. And you don't have to do like the Yeshayim, that you have to do a Maisa Tikkun. Now, Lenin Midi the Urchabach, and regarding something that the norm is to do like that, Nira would seem to Makam Atzach in the present situation, yes, Lismech Lahakal, then you could be lenient to rely to be lenient. Yisaki Yichud Lashabbos Echad is enough to even designate it just for that one Shabbos. Sivchav Gimel. Says Mechab Mutulach Tachanav Menadekal, you're allowed to cut off a branch from a palm tree in Ba'idim from before Shabbos. Mutulachanav by Lashukha B'Shabbat, then be allowed to wave it on the table on Shabbos. Lavriach Hazvuzm to get rid of the flies, keeping Lachach Tachach, since you cut it for that purpose. Asoy Kligomer, you made a bona fide vessel. Says Mishrusab Kansad Chaz Lavriach, Bechulat to chase away the flies. Near it seem, do I then same thing is if you're using it La'im al Tinaikis to intimidate the children. To break off a branch from the brooms that they used to sweep the house, unless he took it off from the broom from before Shabbos, and it was designated for that purpose. To chase away hazavum, the flies. As long as you keep a shloi hargam, not to kill them when you're chasing them away. Because it's a kli, because it's a tzarech hatochel, because for a purpose you cut it off. So he explains, lav davka kishach hatochel tzarech. It's not necessarily that you, when you cut it off for a purpose. Rather than something is kishach hatochel is reifa. If you cut it off for burning, v'amukta and it's muktzim v'achka chichdol kach mo'edim, and then you subsequently designate it for this purpose from before Shabbos. Kim the urchu, since that it's the norm, man yichul Shabbos, then it would be enough to designate it for the Shabbos. Ukanah, like we said, b'siv chabez in the previous siv says it's Shabbos in the prima god. Sivchav Dal, Pishtan Sar, combed linen, flax, Betzema Menufetz, and combed wool, disentangled wool. Shodesh Malmaka, that you put on a wound, Imchash Valim Abodim, Lesid Malmaka, if you thought about it, that from before Shabbos, that you're going to put on the wound, Oshayashabem Shoachas Mabodim, or you sat on it one moment before Shabbos, Oshetzvon Beshemin, which we'll quote, what does that mean? Usually means that it was dyed in oil. The Gali Daiti that is revealing his intention, Lamaka Kemah, that it's meant for wounds, or he wrapped it with a string, lit the Malamaka B'Shabbos to put it on a wound on Shabbos. So Zulas B'Mishmukta, then it doesn't have a problem about Mukta. M'Shmrafu Namalek, there's also no problem about Rafua, which you now do on Shabbos of healing. Shaynel Kemah Malbish, just like a garment, Shalish the Bugadav, that his garment should not go and cause an abrasion on that wound, on that open wound, Abamaka in the wound. It's not enough just to have thought about that. From before Shabbos, says Mishpuros Tevkan Kuf Aleph, regarding these items of the combed linen and wool, you put on the wound. So he said, "Imchashav Achul, if you thought about it from before Shabbos, Hatam." The reason is Akol Kan Nizkalel. Everything that we mentioned before, Bechariyus Sevchav, regarding the branches of Chav, the Kimdo Shachashav Ayashav. Since you thought about it, or you sat on it, Hosam Leim Shemukta, that removes from it the name of Mukta, Tevkan Kuf Beis, or Oishet Svan. So Pierce, that means Tvalon B'Shem, that you dipped it in oil. Targum of Tavol, the Targum of dipping, immersing is Saba. So it means if you if you immerse it in oil from before Shabbos, you reveal your intention, that's for wounds, and then it's not Mukta. Sivkot Kuf Gimel. Or you wrapped it with a string to put on the wound B'Shabbos. Fima Shekosav El Sivchav, according to what was written in Sivchav, what then something is M'chashav Lit Malamak B'Chal. It means you just thought about putting on the wound during the weekday, Sivkon Kovdal. And Yeshem Chulu, some say, no, it's not enough just with the Machshava. I'm Magin Ram Sheikh, Shal Machabe, Asan on Machabe, but his opinion is Lukulam, according to everyone, Sag Machshava, it's enough with the Machshava. Well, your Rabbi, Yishav Kershaw say, the Rabbi answers his question, I shall look over there. Sivchav, hey, I receive some dried hides, Bain Shalom, whether from a professional, Bain Shalabais, whether from a homeowner, Mittal, telling you're allowed to move them. Hagos, says Ramav Yeshem, some say, the Davka, Iris Bain Magasa, specifically the skins, the leather of large animals. The chazi leishavalim, that it's fit to sit on it like a rug. A mehmedaka also, but from small livestock it's forbidden. Unless you thought about sitting on them from before Shabbos, that's Rashi and Perek B'Matayim. Says Mishburu Sivkat and Kofei, or Yisivishim, dried hides. B'zeh mutl de'ezum, for this is permitted according to this opinion. A filibadaka, even by small livestock, v'lachim, and the moist, leichazi leishav, it's not really fit for sitting. Asibishneim. So we're saying Uri's Yavation if they're dry. But if they're moist, that's not fit for sitting, then it's also Vishnah, then it's forbidden by both Daka and Gasa. Unless you thought that you want using for sitting from before Shabbos. But Shnei's really, the second opinion held, the Inchelik, there's no difference. The main Mibesh and Malachim, whether dry or moist, Shar Begasa, it's permitted only by large animals of Badaka, but by small livestock, being the Chishab, you need to have thought about a Bimalachim and Mibesh, whether if it's moist or dry. Sivkon Kofov. And it doesn't make a difference, Bein Shel Umin, whether it's a professional, because after Stamayo Imdis Etzlel Mchira, though generally his hides are meant for selling, if Allah Himzal Laimin Bahen, the Kabbalah Laim al Ishtamash, but we don't say regarding these types of items that anyone was particular about using them, because it doesn't look like it was used. It's not going to have a problem about selling it. Sivkot and Kovazan, Yeshem Adav Kabahulu, Ramah Broad, that some say that specifically, Ori Spam Magasa, but the primary is like the first opinion, the Talarak Bivashim, that it makes it dependent only if it's dry. But then it's permitted, whether it was already tanned, whether it was not processed. But regarding Behemataka, that's forbidden only if you had thought about it to send them from before Shabbos. Now, if you put into the storehouse for merchandise, then you would have to specifically designate it. Sif Chavav, the Sagam Shabalabai is the boards, planks of a homeowner. of an individual, mutl tal ni lada muvit, v'shal uman asa professional, it's forbidden. Gen chash v'alim v'ayyam, unless you thought about from before Shabbos, lina leim pas l'archim to use it, put breads on for the guests, like tash mashach, or some other utility. Sivkod Koftes says in Mishbur V'shem Uman Azar from professional is forbidden because the Behukabar Uman regarding such an item a professional would be particular Shalai Skalka that it shouldn't get ruined, he's not going to be able to use it for his business. And the Sagam Shal Seichim regarding boards of merchants from the Son Lo'itza that they put into their storehouse Efshad Asa Gamkil Tatla, maybe there it's also forbidden to move them because the Kapti Alai Gamkin they're also particular about Shalai Skalka B'z Akmo, or actually regarding the Uman he used it for his work. Here is particular that it shouldn't get ruined and bent because my Uman like a professional. Even though he doesn't smooth it out with a plane, but it's going to affect his business, and therefore it would be considered as mukt. Be'alocha, the remaskal avol nidbach, sivchafalf, what's in contrast to sivchaf, that a pile of stones, even if you thought about it from before Shabbos, it's forbidden to sit in it only if you had done a mice with it. So he brings the Prima Gadon that says, that this pile of stones says, I don't know what it is. Rashikov Chofei Mabez explains Nidbach is they're organized and they're set aside for building. Sounds like that if it's left over from building, then it's like bricks. The round does not sound like this, as the Makan Mishnah writes that the Ikar Chilik is that stones is not meant for sitting, and also not by when it's in like a pile. Even though it's left over from building, you have to make limdum, you have to make a maisa. That is a chilik. There's difference between levain and bricks, which are smooth and the meant also for sitting, and therefore when it's left over from building, it's permitted where it's meant for sitting. But stones that are not smoothed out, you have to do limdum because they're not meant for sitting, and it needs an action ad kan l'shayna. And that's what sounds like Meiri, like written in the name of the Ram. He says you should know that even though the premium gun is stringent regarding when it's left over from a building, that's based on them regular stones. But if they're having the gauzes which are smoothed out and chiseled out, premium gun writes in sub gun that you could say that it has a lot like bricks that remain from a building, and that you don't have to makshava at all. Look over there that it concluded tzarchim chazed. If you look into all this, the masal b'yichel Shabbos achas sagi that regarding. If you have the stone or the spikas, that things that are normal to use, like for example to crack nuts, then designated for one Shabbos is enough. So that's the opinion of the Ran that learns it out from the halacha of the charias of the branches. Look over there and says according to this, even if you did not designate at all, only to crack nuts from before Shabbos, that would be enough. Like by the branches, that if you sit enough from before Shabbos, like we said in Sif Chaf, some of the deer shoes. Dershu 106. Garments that are designated for selling, which are folded, and they said in it from before Shabbos, the Chasnish is not sure if that's considered as if you organized it for this, and that it should be permitted to move them on Shabbos. He's also not sure regarding garments that are folded, that were put together on his bed near Eretz Lamaisa, it's difficult to be lean regarding this. Look at the, that he writes that however it's permitted to lay on them on Shabbos because laying on them it's not considered as moving them. Tirshu 108, Chaznish writes that the norm is to utilize a stone or a piece of wood to support a door and a pot and to hit with them this barza. And therefore, has the same halacha like the way the Mechaber talks about a stone to crack open nuts, which permitted to move. If you utilize this from before Shabbos, it would be designated for one Shabbos according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch. However, in this house, Chaznesh actually was noyig to tie a rope on the stone from before Shabbos, like the last opinion of Shulchan Aruch did a maisa. Regarding rags, that shmatas that you want to insulate food in them, Mishmur Yitzvah and Tez, you have to designate it like that forever. And Sharatzin over there wonders on the Labush. That writes that it's enough, but designate one Shabbos. Moichin is like more this piece of cotton that was never like processed because it's not the norm to designate it for this. A blank piece of paper that's designated for writing. Goethe Rikib Egehir over here writes that if you want to use it for wiping, you have to designate it like this forever. And Shush, I believe he wonders because you don't have to designate it forever, only something that goes back to be mukta after when you finish using it, like a stone or something like that, but a piece of paper, after wiping, you can't use it anymore. Why wouldn't it be helpful to designate for one Shabbos? Because it's like designated like that forever for it. He writes that it's possible what Rabbi Kivegi means to say is for a paper that you could clean after you wipe, or a large paper that you could utilize after wiping on the clean part. Now, klishol naftal iser, well, let's say like a hammer, Shlomo Zalman holds that if it's meant also for a permitted utility, it's just that it's a minority, which makes it klishol naftal iser. So that's enough with designating to permit it to be moved, and you don't have to do a maisa. He adds on that even if it's not designated even for a permitted utility, so enough to designate for one Shabbos, and regarding Muktzah Mechamas Chasar and Kiss, he writes, it's possible that you have to have also have a Maisa and designate it for a long period of time. Addition number 109, when someone designates an object without limiting the designated time, Nesgerel holds that even if he did not have an intention explicitly that it should be forever, it's considered like a Yichud Oilam. Addition number 110, Chaznish writes, in the name of the Paiskim, that you can't have the utility of the stone from before Shabbos by putting on the opening of the barrel to help it be effective to consider it as a covering of the barrel and to remove from it the name of Muktzah. And therefore, it's forbidden to move it, even if he generally uses it during the weekday. And he adds on that even if he designated it forever, it's possible that it wouldn't help to permit it for Tiltal. Dirshu number 113, regarding cotton, this girl holds that if it's cut in a size that's ready for utility, it's not Muktzah, even if he did not designate it at all, even a bundle of cotton, because how big it is, can't use it like that way, that has the halacha like Muktzah. Meaning, however, if a big bundle of cotton, like people have a huge swath of cotton, then they would have a halacha like Muktzah. Now, however, regarding a roll of toilet paper, he holds that it's not Muktzah on Shabbos, even though it wasn't cut, still fit for utility in such a situation because they're covered in beast, and therefore the person does not set it aside. Another Rabbi Yashiv holds that the roll is Muktzah because it's not meant for utility like this. Regarding if someone's in the laboratory that doesn't have cut toilet paper, so we discuss in symmetry in the base. Addition number 114, the Chaznish writes that even though that shearing, wool shearings that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Tess has to be designated forever, however, by leather, it's enough designated for one Shabbos because that's the norm to designate like that. In our times, our Chaznish writes that we don't usually sit on old types of hides. Therefore, they are Muktzah only if we designate like this from before Shabbos. Addition number 115, a Balabais that prepared boards for a dresser, or in this girl's holes, it's possible it's considered like a umana makbit, and it's forbidden him to move those boards, even with a glue from a kaimer. So people have them from like the swarmishrank or something like that. There's number 116, b'shas the meal, in this girl's holes, that the crumbs on the table are not considered as, actually, this is next.